Well, let's call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order. It is February 4th, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda. We got a first by Rhea. Second by Ron. All in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We have an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. Mr. Barnier is not present with us tonight, but I do believe there's a contract and...
There's a contract and some personnel and also one legal case just to review with the council. I don't think we'll have any action coming out of the executive session.
We have a motion for exec.
Don't move.
First by Dave. Second by Terry. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec. Yeah. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. All right. Included in the informational reports is the December 18th MUB minutes. Moves us to announcements and praise. I had a couple things here. We have petitions due for this year's election are due by the 22nd of this month. We got the Frostathon, which we'll discuss later in the meeting on the 16th. We got a liquor store open house on the 8th of February from 4 to 6. And also on the... Is that 16th? It's Sunday. What day is the big band play, Dave?
17th.
Sunday the 17th at 2 o'clock. I'm down at the community center for a big band and chocolate tasting. So anybody else have anything to add for announcements and praise? I do have one. Welcome back, Deb. Good to see you. Anything else from council? Item 7 is city manager's report. I'll turn it over to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Members of the council, the only thing that I have today is the appointment of Aaron Schoen from Jake's Auto Body to the Planning and Zoning Commission Board. He is going to be filling the recently vacated seat from Commissioner Mack, who did resign. Any questions? Thanks.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is consent calendar, A through D. We have a couple of minutes from a special meeting and a regular meeting, setting a couple of public hearings, and use of city property. Council wish to remove any of those and discuss them individually. How about anybody in the public wish to discuss A through D individually on the consent calendar? First by Rhea to approve the consent calendar. Second by Steve. We'll go ahead and roll call. Terry, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Consent calendar is approved unanimously. Brings us to claims. I do have an addition here. We had a miscommunication or a mix-up with the bank. Not quite enough money was taken out. Just the interest was taken out from Pioneer. So we do need to add. It's a total of $18,352.88. That's a combination of $17,764.09 to the principal and $588.79 to the interest. But that payment does need to be added to this claims. Does council have any discussion or questions on any of the claims?
Was it not actual material?
I've got a couple questions. On page 2, there's a replace city DC1 server for $5,400. So could you just maybe explain that?
That's replacing, was it the email server? I think it was the email server. I don't think it was a C drive yet. I think it was an email server that was replaced that we were having issues with it. I think it started like September of last year. We kind of limped it along until now.
There's one here, and you could probably explain this. This is on page 6. What's the water smart points for $44,000? What's that?
Those are the meters, the new water meters that are remote read as well, that we're so that what happens, we're trying to replace all of them citywide eventually. It's going to take quite a lot of time, but as we do that, the water reading is going to be able to be done electronically or remotely versus actually physically going out to each.
Those are all programmed in.
Yes, those are programmed each year. We put in that amount of money to replace, I think it's 400 a year, 500, somewhere in that range.
That's all the questions I had.
And the MUB.
Right.
Well, that's paid for through the water fund.
Yeah, and the MUB reviewed all of that.
Any other discussion from council?
That's part of the significant project that was funded through the loan through Pioneer Bank. The interceptor line. Oh, SRF? Okay, I'm sorry. SRF. So part of the SRF project is replacing the main collection line that's essentially at the city park. That goes from that point over to the wastewater treatment plant. That line goes through city property as well as BLM and then going back onto city property. That project's been going on for quite a few months now. We're actually increasing the size of that line. In addition, we're leaving in place the existing line, so truly our capacity is more than doubling through this project, but the project's ongoing.
Any other discussion on the claim, public or council?
I'll move to approve the claims with the addition of eight.
We have a first by Steve.
Second.
Second by Becca. We'll end roll call. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Bills are paid.